pineapple and kiwi fruit are helping to do some of your digestion for you. Hopefully they're not saving you from burning off too many calories, which might translate into weight gain. Let's hope not. Kat?
Yeah, we got a quick question for Steve, who's still on the line here. It's from Edie in Wellingborough. She wants to know if growth hormones that are given to animals could be having an impact on human obesity.
Well, growth hormone makes your muscles grow and burns up fat. And in fact, it will reduce your pot belly. So it's quite useful in that way. There is a slight disadvantage, which it also causes tumours to grow, being growth hormone. And so your chances of getting cancer, perhaps particularly cancer of the prostate, somewhat increased. Therefore, I'm afraid I can't really recommend it.
No, but we may not have a choice. Thanks, Steve. Got a question here for you, Lucilla. This has been sent in by email by Tad Davidson, who says, I have a liking for dairy products, but I've been diagnosed with angina recently, and I've come to understand that fat around the midriff is the worst area to accumulate fat. Why should this be?
Well, it certainly is, and one of the best evidence is that central fat is the worst sort of fat. Is telling us that's bad news. The reason is probably there are different fat depots in the body and they produce different chemicals. And the ones produced by the fat around the midriff are probably the ones which are most damaging in relation to cardiovascular risk. So I think that's probably your answer.
Thanks, Lucilla. Well, that, I'm afraid, is it for this week. We've run out of time. Thank you very much to our guests, Lucilla Poston, Steve Bloom and Mike Mummer, and also to our wonderful production team, Ben Vowsler, Dave Ansell, Mira Senthilingam and Diana O'Carroll. Next week, we're exploring the science of smart materials. These are surfaces and substances that can repair themselves if they get damaged. We'll also be finding out how a piece of science stolen from the surface of a lotus leaf has led to the invention of a glass that never needs cleaning. There are window cleaners everywhere that hate the scientists that made that breakthrough. You can find out how it works on next week's Naked Scientists. And if you've got a question for us, send it in. chris@nakedscientist.com. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.